Everybody happy?
Amen.
Amen. I'm happy.
Amen.
Isaiah chapter number 60, it says, arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory, everybody say glory.
Glory.
The glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
Hey.
Woo. Somebody else shout right now. Hey. Amen. Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But, hold on a second, the best is yet to come. No matter how gross the darkness, no matter how thick the cloud, but the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. More you want. I don't know if you want me to do backflips or what, but that word ought to be making some of y'all do backflips right now. The Lord is risen upon thee. Oh, hallelujah. And his glory shall be seen. Shall be seen. Shall be seen upon you. Everywhere you go, they're going to see Jesus in you. They're going to see his glory. They're going to see a touch of the Almighty on your life. The glory of the Lord is upon thee. God bless you in Jesus' name. You may be seated. In looking at this scripture, there's a few words that I want to dissect just a little bit. I don't plan on preaching very long because I already preached once and I'm already running on a half a tank of fuel. So, amen. Amen. You say, well, if you're on a half a tank, you're running pretty strong. Yeah, with the pedals to the metal and it runs out faster. Amen. The word arise means to get up, make good, right, perform, enjoy. And I like this. Stand up, stir up, strengthen and succeed. So when he said arise, he said it's time to get up, make good, perform, get it together, stand up, stir up, strengthen, and it's time to succeed. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, sometimes we look at the word of God and we see a little word like that that says arise, but we don't realize the power that is behind those little words. Sometimes we take it for granted, but I'm telling you today, like Brother Josh even said, I think he got the spirit today. Amen. It's time to arise. Get up, make good. It's time to perform and enjoy yourself to the Almighty God. Stand up, stir up, strengthen, and it's time to succeed. I'm going to say it several times until some of y'all get a revelation. Because I know you've got to get a revelation of certain things. Amen. It said, and the word shine means to break out like the day. I know some of you don't realize that 6 o'clock comes twice a day. 5 o'clock comes twice a day. Oh yeah, for some people, sometimes it doesn't come twice a day. I just barely looked over at it. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, it's like the morning breaking over the hills. It's dark, but the light begins to push back that darkness. Amen. Oh, I'm excited about what I'm fixing to preach. Shine means glorious, to kindle, to be enlightened, enlightened, to give light, to show light. Oh, those are some things that are action. So I am shining. There's something on the inside of me that when I get up, when I stand up, when I'm stirred up, when I'm strengthened and ready to succeed, oh, hallelujah, I'm giving off light. I'm showing light. I'm like the morning sun that's pushing back the darkness. Light in this sense in here. So there's rise and shine for the light. That light is divine illumination. spiritual and moral awareness. Something begins to happen when you are filled with God's Spirit. There's something that stirs deep within you in a spiritual sense, in a moral sense. Amen. I'm going to tell you, the closer you get to God, the further from sin you will become. The less likely you will be carnal. The less likely you will give in to your flesh. You say, but Pastor, I'm struggling here and I'm struggling there. I'm trying to give you the remedy. It's time to stand up. It's time to stir up the gift of God that's within you. I'm giving you the greatest key to your success and your survival is being full of God's Spirit. Amen. There is a divine illumination that happens in the hearts of man. Then in verse 2, it talks about darkness. This actual word darkness is gross, thick, heavy cloud of gloom and despair. An absence of moral and spiritual values, i.e. awareness. The direct opposite of light. If you feel like you're in a gloomy, despairing place in life, it's time for the light of God to shine into your world and push back the gloom and push back the thickness, push back that gross darkness and let the light come in to your life, amen, and bring you some joy. If we go back to Genesis chapter number 1, amen. Verse number 1, it said, in the beginning God created, amen, the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness. Darkness here is the same exact meaning as the previous mentioned. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. There was gloom. There was despair. It was absent of any moral or spiritual values. There was just nothingness. It was dark. Amen. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Amen. It was a place that had no light or illumination. It was absent. In the Hebrew, it says, dark, henceforth literally darkness, figuratively misery, destruction, death, ignorance, sorrow, wickedness, and obscurity. I want to add those two, that word of darkness, because in this sense, that's an extending definition of the word darkness. So now, darkness is not just this gross, thick, heavy cloud of doom, gloom, and despair, and the absence of moral and spiritual value, but it brings along misery, destruction, death. It even has a place of ignorance. And I'm going to tell you, that is one of the greatest tools of the enemy today. He wants to keep people in the dark. He wants to keep them in ignorance. Amen. A lack of understanding. You say, I'm ignorant. That's really not anything, quote unquote, to be ashamed of. That means of being unlearned. I haven't been taught. I don't understand. It's something, I mean, you can set an algebra equation in front of me, and guess what? I'm going to tell you, I'm ignorant. And then some people go, well, how did you build that? I just did. I can guarantee you, though, I didn't use algebra. Well, yes, you hadn't used algebra because x squared equals 2, blah, 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 a, b, c, q, r, t, 1, 2, 5, 7, 9, 12. Yeah, whatever. I just built it. That's all I did. And I used a tape measure, and I used a hammer and nails. That's it. No equations. Come on now. Amen. Amen. So ignorance, darkness is that place of ignorance. He wants, the enemy of your soul wants to cloud you, bring a cloud that is thick, that is dark, that is in despair and misery, and bring you to a place of ignorance. I want to tell you, that's probably a great portion of what people's problems are today, even in the religious world. They don't understand. They have a lack of understanding, of wisdom, of knowledge of what the Word of God says. And some say, well, I was taught this way. Had a man just tell me that the other day. He said, you know what? I've been a Christian all my life, but I just came in and I started to go into this particular church, and all of a sudden there was things that I didn't know were there. But I've been a Christian all my life, but I see it in the Word, and I've read those scriptures. I've even heard preachers preach about those scriptures, but there was a cloud of darkness, of ignorance, of a place that the enemy tried to keep you from really understanding who Jesus is, and the power of this glorious gospel, the power of this glorious light.
Amen.
And so we go on to verse number 3 of chapter number 1. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. I'm going to tell you today, light and darkness don't have a fellowship. But what is happening is light is constantly pushing back the darkness. Oh, hallelujah. And just like we experienced here today, I'm going to tell you, I feel a liberty in the Holy Ghost that I did not feel an hour ago. I was in a fight. I said I was in a fight, but I feel the liberty of the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you, the light of the Holy Ghost has pushed back the darkness. The light of the Holy Ghost has pushed back the darkness. And push back the darkness of lethargy and laziness when it comes to worshiping and shouting and allowing God to bring blessings into your life. Praise God. This light here, to go on a little further and deeper in definition. Any device serving as a source of visible light. A flashlight, a candle, whatever. But then it goes further. A condition. Now, it says again, in a greater in emphasis in this particular instance, is a spiritual awareness. Now God created light. He created a spiritual awareness to happen.
Amen.
He don't want darkness. You know what? God ain't afraid of the dark like I am. But he still hates it as much as I do. He said, no, we're going to divide this thing. We're going to make sure that there's a distinction between light and darkness. Now, I know we say, well, it's the dawning of a new day and the dusk of another day. And that's that in-between stage. But I'm going to tell you that God is interested in light of your life. I'm going to tie some things together here real quick, because in the Hebrew, illumination is to consecrate, to include happiness, joy, contentment, and fulfillment, to be clear as the morning sun. I want to tell you that God intends for you to be illuminated with happiness, joy, contentment, amen, peace in your life. That's what God intends for your life. Some of us continue to embrace darkness, but it's time that the Holy Ghost push back that darkness.
Yes.
Amen. For Jesus is that light, going immediately to the New Testament. John chapter number 1. Brother Derek can quote this whole thing. John chapter number 1, verse number 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Oh, hallelujah. When you want to know God, get your nose in that Bible. You'll know how he feels. You'll know his spirit. You'll know his passion. You'll know his compassion. You'll know the way he feels about sin. You know how much he loves. You know how much he is long-suffering and merciful.
Amen.
Come on, You want to know God? Know your Bible, because the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. Everybody say life. In Jesus Christ, in God Almighty was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness. The light shineth in, oh, can somebody stand up and shout hallelujah, because you were in darkness, but a light shone in your life. And darkness comprehended it not. And that's why some people, that when they come to the house of God, they may be in all kinds of immoral sin, but don't understand why you're so happy. Well, the light came in, and it shined into my life. And what I used to be, I no longer am. I used to be an alcoholic. I used to be a drug addict. I used to be a whoremonger. I used to be a sexual pervert. I used to be all of these things. Come on. Come on.
My God.
Some of y'all say, were you really? You know what I'm saying. You know, I was raised in church at 6 years old. I never had any drugs in my entire life. I never had alcohol. I did when I was about 8 years old. I sipped one of my grandpa's beers. I thought that was the nastiest stuff I'd ever tasted in my life, and I haven't touched it since. I can't totally say I've never had any alcohol, because I did have it that day. But nevertheless, I've never had the experience of getting drunk. Thank you, Jesus. Let me tell you, you don't have to experience that. And God can keep you from that. He can save you from that. And you can still have a testimony. You can have a testimony. It is a testimony that I've never been to a party and acted like an idiot. They talk about how, oh, they did this, they were so drunk, they fell over and did this, and blah, 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 blah. You know what? That ain't even close to being appealing. Right. Furthermore, let me say this. You better be very careful when you start talking about drinking. Right. You start talking about drinking. Let me just say this. I have seen in my day where young people that I went to school with started talking about drinking. They started talking about it, started faking it, started acting and drunk and talking about it, and before too long, guess what happened? They were there. You know why? Because the Bible does not lie. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth.
Right.
Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm just teasing. No, you ain't. Because that's where it starts. Just a little seed. Just a little bit of talk. Just a little bit. And if you start talking about your party days and making them glorious, I'm going to tell you what. You're going to end up back there again. You're going to end up back in that sin and that bondage. Don't ever glorify sin. Don't ever glorify those old days. What you need to talk about them is, God delivered me. I was so sick out of my head. I was miserable and undone. But God stepped into my life and He pierced the darkness. And I was delivered of that junk. I'll tell you, you got three young ladies sitting here that are fighting that every day. They get it at school, they hear it here, and they hear it there, and they're constantly bombarded by it as if it's something fun. But I ain't met anybody that's really said, oh, it was a blast. Being out of my mind. Man, I wish I had some more that would get with me on that. Light can change your life.
Yes.
I have had fun. Yeah, you have had fun. Because the Bible does tell us that, yeah, you'll have fun. But pleasures of sin will only be for a season, a very short time, until you kill somebody in a car accident because you're intoxicated. And you have to live with killing somebody for the rest of your life. I hope that isn't a prophecy, but I'm going to tell you what, I feel so strongly. I feel so strongly. You make fun of me right now. You're laughing at me right now.
Oh, Jesus.
Not outwardly, but inwardly. You're laughing at me right now when I just said that. You just laughed at me. You better hope to God you're not the one that goes off and says, see, I can do this. I'll tell you, God will prove you wrong.
That's right.
You go kill an innocent child, you'll have that on your conscience forever. And you will forever remember the words that I'm speaking to you today. You make fun. You laugh now. You won't be laughing later. You won't be laughing later. Oh, but I just want to have a good time. It ain't a good time. It's only for a season. It'll only last for a little while. Oh, yeah. And then something will happen. You'll be at the end of your rope like the guy that I work with that is all beat up, his body is trashed and worthless, and his life is an absolute disaster. Yeah. You'll be wondering, what in the world am I living for?
That's right.
Ain't got no teeth in your head. Barely got enough brain cells to run a shovel.
That's true.
Right. Ain't going to happen to me. Oh, yeah, because you're in your 20s. You're invincible. But guess what? 50 comes real fast.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. 60.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So I go, really? You're only 5 years older than me? You look like you just got out of the casket.
That is the truth.
And you're only 5 years older than me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It may take some time, but God is not mocked.
That's right.
God is not mocked. I know that was a sidetrack, but it was for somebody. That was a warning. That was God's mercy. That was God's loving kindness reaching to you and saying, don't laugh at me. Don't laugh at me. Don't laugh at me. And he wouldn't say, laugh at me. I don't care. If you laugh at me, you're laughing at him. You're disregarding what he says. Not me. Not me. I'm the one that saves you. I'm the one that delivers you. I'm the one that heals you.
Right.
Only thing I do is deliver your mail.
That's it.
Right. Amen. And you can go ahead and stamp on it. Wrong address. But God knows where you live.
Yes,
amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the light shine in the darkness. Ready to go? Let's go. Come on, somebody help me now. Amen. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light. Notice in the scripture that it's not lowercase L, but capital L. It's the light, the only light. Amen. It's not just any light. It's not a mag light. It's not a surefire light. It's not a candle light. It's not a lighthouse light. It is the light, Jesus Christ. Woo! Hallelujah. God, the same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might be saved. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Notice every single one of the times that it mentions light, it is a capital L. Amen. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Amen. He made this world. It was made by him, but the world knew him not because of that darkness. Verse number 11, he came unto his own, and his own received. Everybody say received.
Amen.
And the scripture said that his own received him not. But in verse number 12, there it is again, that little word, three-letter word, B-U-T, it says, stops you right there and says, hey, but there's a change coming on. There's something different.
Right.
Come on.
We'll stop here. I got another rabbit trail to run.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was going to tell somebody that requested, like Brother Josh was even saying, it just came to me, of you just showing up.
Right.
But he's interested in a change.
Yeah.
I said he's interested in a change.
Yeah.
And this is where that change comes from.
Right.
He's not interested in you just showing up. And some of us have done our duty, but nothing beyond.
Right.
Nothing really sacrificial, if you will. I heard a preacher say, I'm tired of giving sacrificially. He said something needs to be changed in our mentality when we give sacrificially. And we need to start giving out of our abundance.
Right.
Instead of always saying this is a sacrifice to give.
Right.
Instead of saying I'm giving sacrificially, I'm giving out of the abundance.
Amen.
I'm giving out of my abundance. Because God's been better to me than he's ever been to me before.
Yes.
Well, I don't have this and I don't have that. Honey, let me tell you, you start giving as unto the Lord and you cannot outgive God.
Yes.
I said you cannot outgive God.
Amen.
I ain't preaching on giving right now, but that was just a note to some individuals. So, you ain't got the money to give. You can't afford not to give.
Right.
You can't afford not to give.
Right.
Sister Lisa learned that lesson a long time ago when she was new in the Lord and getting Bible studies from Sister Patsy. My wife were in there helping and nurturing and all that kind of stuff with that process. And she said, I can't pay my tithes. We said, you can't afford not to pay tithes. Some of y'all getting real tight because some of y'all know you're not faithful and you know you're not obeying the word of God. But that's okay. You got to learn this stuff.
Right.
Yeah. That cloud's trying to hang over your head. You see, you think I get pleasure out of preaching like this or saying these kind of things, but I don't. But I'm mandated by God to do it because it's for your salvation. It's for your benefit.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember that, Brother Jim?
We sat in the office and said, okay, tell me how to do this right.
He went through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Pretty much like this week.
Yeah, pretty much like this week. And has God been blessed?
Has God
multiplied?
Yeah, absolutely.
Over and over and over again.
Sure.
It ain't quit happening.
Yeah.
It just keeps on happening. Because God is faithful and he's a man of his word. He's a man of his word. If you will obey God. You'll obey God. God will keep up on his end. He'll supply all of your needs.
Yes, he will.
She said, I don't have enough money, but 9%. I said, let me tell you something, Sansa. You make sure that you keep God first and number one, and I'll make sure you still have diapers and wipes.
Yeah.
I bought some diapers and some wipes for a while because God said, all right, you be a man of your word, boy.
Your wallet. But you know what? It wasn't too long after that she got close to a job that was paying like $8,000 a year. Don't tell me God can't do it. She wasn't being able to pay her bills, put diapers on the babies, but I said, you honor God.
Right.
You obey the word of God. And it wasn't, how long was it before you got that job making that good money like that? About a year. About a year later. Man, that's pretty good payoff. Can't pay my bills to $80,000 a year 1 year later?
Yeah.
Come on. Tell me God don't show up. Tell me God can't do it. Tell me, well, I can't afford it. You can't afford not to. And then some knucklehead man came along.
Knucklehead man.
That's another story we'll be going on.
Praise God! Praise the Lord!
Oh, good man. I love you, Miss Sam. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But the word said, as many as receive. See, that was for somebody's benefit. Man, you're getting all kinds of benefits when you come to the house of God.
Amen.
What kind of deal is that? And you can't get a better deal than that. You talked about bargain day. Today is bargain day.
Yeah.